because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Welcome, folks. And, you know, the story there, for $43, my friend lost his life. It makes us think of the interviews that Donald Trump commented on today. The squalor, the absolute disgusting nature of the Democrat regimes in cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco, where people are living in filth, sponsored by the city, promoted by the cities, promoted by the Democratic machine, which pretends to care about people. It doesn't. And it's mind-boggling. There's actually typhus police in Los Angeles. Boy, I remember an L.A. police department back in the 1960s. It was a completely different thing. L.A. was a completely different place, utterly different. Police in L.A. are now concerned about contacting typhus in the rat and feces-infested squalor that is on the streets. You know, you see it on your TV screen, but if you haven't been to L.A., you don't know downtown L.A., you don't realize how dramatic this is. These people are living right in the center of Los Angeles, right on the street and in the street, right amidst the towering skyscrapers of downtown Los Angeles. And this is okay with the government of LA is entirely controlled by the demon rats. And by the way, let me do the housekeeping for introducing the show. This is the Trump phenomenon that you're tuned into. And this is July 3rd. Yes, tomorrow's the 4th. We'll talk about that in tonight's show. And I'm James Kelso, your host on this live program, in which you're invited to participate at 800-313-9443. And you're also invited to contribute, help keep Patriot News, Patriot Programming, Patriot Opinion on the air by supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network. No better investment could you make in supporting the Patriot cause than to send in something to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And as Mike Rivero intones in his promotional piece, which is so well written, I don't know if it's written by Rivero or someone else, but it's very well written and very well spoken by Mike Rivero on the importance of making a recurring contribution. The power of, you know, they always say this, they tell you when you're in junior high and high school, you know, someone will come and say, you know, if you just save a little bit of money at regular intervals, you'd be surprised how quickly that adds up and it makes a big difference. It's a basic planning truth about anything that you want to succeed or build. Make it a recurring contribution. Then it really starts to have an effect. And so do that, please. It really will make a difference. And it's a model that has made, you know, things like public broadcasting and so on work very well, Minnesota Public Radio. All right, so here we go. The here in the Trump Clubhouse, or where we celebrate the Trump phenomenon, there is yet another 24-hour period here of great accomplishment and great good news from Donald Trump. So we'll talk a little bit about it and invite your observations. You've been watching the same media that I watch. You may have noticed some things that I missed. So please call in and let me know if I've missed the big story. And the stories I'm aware of, one is tomorrow, July 4th, a tremendous celebration of our nation's independence, our people's independence tomorrow in Washington, D.C. on Constitution Avenue, a parade and bands and orchestras, an address by the President of the United States. I'm guessing it's from the steps of the Lincoln Monument. And so that will be something spectacular. Or wait, well, maybe something's coming from the West Lawn of the Capitol building. Is that the president's location, in the West Lawn of the Capitol building? And I'll tell you where that is. That's a spectacular place to hear a speech. That's where in 2008, those of us who were part of the Ron Paul Revolution, we attended a big rally, about 10,000 of us. We marched down Constitution Avenue to the Capitol, where Ron Paul himself emerged from the Capitol building and then walked down that magnificent staircase toward the West Lawn, where his podium was. And I got to be there. I was, if I could have reached out, I could have shined Ron Paul's shoes because I was right there beneath his podium. And what a deal that was. That's bringing back memories now. I'm trying to remember who introduced Ron Paul. It was really something that day. But the president may be speaking from that location, and that's a great one. Of course, that looks down the Capitol Mall, down that reflecting pool that goes down the middle of the mall there, and you look past the Washington Monument, flanked by the National Gallery on one side and National Air and Space Museum on the other side. It's really, really, it's wonder. It's a treasure that belongs to you. So that's going to be a special day tomorrow. And the left is having seizures over the fact that we're proud to be Americans and that we're proud of our leader. So this is just driving them nuts. MSNBC has said they're not even going to cover the event. What? So, but you can be sure that Fox and then anybody who's patriotic will be covering the event wall to wall. We'll cover, we on this show, we will cover the event on July 5th. I'll have a show on July 5th where I talk about the show tomorrow. But you can be sure I'll be watching it with you. And let's see what the president was up to the last 24 hours. How many tweets did he make? He's got them in threes, 9, 12, 15, 18. He's got 18 tweets that I see in a rough count real quickly. And let's talk the tweets that are pertain to the celebrations tomorrow. Let's read a couple of those. He says, our July 4th salute to America at the Lincoln Memorial is looking to be really big. It will be the show of a lifetime. Ooh, that's Donald Trump doesn't hand out comments like that. He must know something about tomorrow's show. The show of a lifetime. Let's see if there's another comment about it. More great information from the National Park Service for Thursday's 4th of July celebration. That's another tweet, and he gives a link to the maps of the celebration. So you can go to the president's Twitter account to find all of that. And here's Robert Jeffers, one of the great evangelists of America, one of the most respected evangelical leaders in America. Listen to this from Robert Jeffers. He's on, this is President Trump puts this on his Twitter account. Robert Jeffers is appearing on the Lou Dobbs show.
Well, it shows you, Lou, how deep the Trump derangement syndrome runs to think that the president shouldn't have a part in planning or even speak to the nation on the 4th of July. And you know, Lou, this afternoon I emailed the president an excerpt from the letter that John Adams, President Adams, wrote his wife Abigail on July the 3rd, 1776, in which he envisioned future...
Oh, sorry, I hit the wrong button. Sorry, let's go back to it.
Festival with pomp and parade with illuminations from one end of the...
Let me get it back. Here you go.
...celebrations, quote, celebrating the great festival with pomp and parade with illuminations from one end of the continent to the other, as well as solemn acts of devotion to God. And Lou, the president simply fulfilling what our founding fathers intended for this great nation.
There you go. And that was Lou Dobbs, and the president put that in his Twitter account. Okay, let's and you know, I love the fact that he's going to have military hardware in this parade, which that's very offensive to the left. You know, guns, bombs, jets, you know, military hardware. Heaven forbid, you don't want anything like that. But they're going to have some tanks, some serious tanks, apparently. And, well, you know, that's part of the fun of a military parade, not just the military marching down the street, not just the brass bands. Yeah, let's see some rocket launchers. Let's see some tanks. Let's have some Blue Angels screaming overhead. And apparently the Blue Angels will be screaming overhead. If you haven't seen the Blue Angels, you haven't seen the ultimate flying. And then, of course, there are the Thunderbirds for the Air Force. Which group, which team do you think is hotter, the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds? Take a vote on that. I can't decide. They're both perfect. They're both beyond belief. Now, here's something I'd like to, if you want to call in on this, I'd like to know from you, the listeners, who do you hope the demon rats will put up as their opponent to Donald Trump in 2020 on November 3rd? Who are you hoping for? Now, I just started thinking about this as an idea for the show a little while ago, and I'm going to ponder it just for a few moments here in my mind and figure out who I would favor as Trump's opponent. And this is a... there's a wealth of riches here because there's a cornucopia of losers. They're all losers. You can't, there isn't one that, I love them all. And I hope, I can't think of one that I wouldn't enjoy as Donald Trump's opponent. He is going to clean whoever it may be. He's going to clean their clock. So this is just part of maybe almost the humor segment of the show. Who you think would make the best opponent from our point of view? Who would be the best from our point of view? Who would you enjoy seeing Donald Trump take apart on the national television screen? From the Demon Rat Party. Now, and before I forget to mention it, Donald Trump put out a tweet saying he had heard a rumor that the Democrats were going to rename themselves the Socialist Party. Now, of course, he's he knows what he's doing. He's putting it out there. And Mr. President, we love you for doing it. And he's right. We should start calling the Democrat Party the Socialist Party. I think that's something that should catch on. Let it start. Just call them the Socialist Party. What are they going to do? Say we're not socialists? How can they say that? They are socialists. They say it all the time. So I'm for truth in labeling. I'm for truth in advertising. There's nothing democratic about them. The Socialist Party. Let us call them that. And so I just hope it catches on. The people just routinely refer to the Socialist Party. Kamala Harris, candidate for the Socialist Party nomination. Or Elizabeth Warren, candidate for the Socialist Party nomination. Cory Booker, socialist. And so on down the list. Are there any of them that aren't socialists? No, they're all socialists. Now, and that, I'll just get right into it. I think I just mentioned my favorite. I think Kamala Harris is my favorite for the one to go against Donald Trump. Because it's so fun. She is such a dope. I think the fun, I'm just rating this on the fun scale. What would be more fun, to watch a debate between, pick any two, Harris or Trump? Pocahontas or Trump, Sanders or Trump, Biden or Trump? I think the laugh factor, the fun factor, the hoot factor would be the greatest with a Trump versus Harris debate. So that's just my sort of, that's just off the top of my head, that's kind of the way I feel about it. But I think Trump would absolutely destroy Biden or Sanders. No. And here's something else that's interesting. It appears that as a result of the first Demon Rat 2 debates, the race got a lot more interesting. It looked like a Joe Biden runaway before that debate, but Biden did so poorly that now it's sort of a dead heat between Harris, Sanders, Biden, and Pocahontas. Those four. And I love all four of them. I think any one of them would be absolutely super as the leader of the Democrats. Excuse me. Wait a minute. Come on. I just put the idea out there. The leader of the socialists. Now, I have to remember this myself. So correct me, callers, when you call and say, hey, Kelso, you've gone 2 or 3 days here without calling it the Socialist Party. You forgot your resolution, your 4th of July resolution. So, yeah, I'm going to try to call it the Socialist Party to help popularize the idea of renaming them. They should be renamed. And the Republican Party is now the Trump Party. Donald Trump successfully achieved the impossible. He staged two revolutions. He destroyed the socialists. He beat the socialists on November 8th, 2016. And he also, in a victory that has taken several years to achieve, he has beaten the rhinos within the Rhino Party. He's pretty much destroyed the Rhino Party. Well, left it sort of smoking ruins. Men started crying. Man, we'll be right back after a little speed fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last jump.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Hey, folks. Thanks for joining us. We got George in Texas on the line and Richard in Texas on the line. We'll get to both of you in just a moment. Let me give you a good piece of news I just read during the break here on Breitbart, which is that the CNN death spiral continues with double-digit second-quarter ratings collapse. The far-left fake news outlet CNN came in 15th place in primetime during the last quarter, lost nearly 20% of its already pathetic viewership. So who's winning and who's losing? Fox is way out in front in every category. And let me tell you something else. This is something interesting, and it pertains to the Republic Broadcasting Network. These mainstream or big news networks are not that big, folks. You know, it's not the way it was in your grandfather's day of media, where, you know, a third of the nation would be watching or listening to radio or watching a TV show. There were big audiences way back when. Well, it's changed. And this is important for Republic Broadcasting, because our audience is significant. When you look at the fact that RBN is not competing against networks with 30 million viewers or 50 million viewers. No, that's not happening. Guess how few people are actually watching the news? Fox is the winner with an average audience at any given moment of 2.4 million in prime time. This is a nation of over 320 million people, folks. Think about that. MSNBC, which has said it will not broadcast the president's remarks from the 4th of July tomorrow, is at 1.6 million, way behind Fox. But CNN, whoa, they're dragging their sad ass way behind, 760,000 viewers. That is small, folks. 760,000 viewers? That's tiny. For the total day, the average number of people for the total day, Fox is at 1.3 million at any time, average for the whole day. So, you know, any moment during the day, you can figure there are 1.3 million people. MSNBC's got 900,000, and CNN is at 540,000 people. So their power has drastically shrunk. And CNN in the last year is down almost 20%. And what the commentator says here at Breitbart is, obviously what the above numbers prove is that CNN is not the victim of a downturn in the overall news cycle, but rather a victim of its own horribleness of suicide by fake news and hate. So there you go. That's good news. Let's go to our callers here. Let's start with George in Texas. George, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Well, let me give you some more. George, before I turn you loose, let me give you some more good news, you and the rest of the audience. Here it is. This is another news story out today. The struggling U.S. media industry is facing its worst year for job layoffs in a decade. News organizations continue to cut staff and close shop. Here's what the latest survey shows. They are planning to cut over 15,000 jobs. No, they have cut over 15,000 jobs so far just this year. 12,000 of those were from news organizations. So that's fake news, folks. And this is three times the number of layoffs that occurred in another bad year last year. They cut 4,000 jobs last year, 2017, a year earlier. Let's go down here a little further. This is good. This is very good. Okay, George, now, what's on your mind?
They're complaining about the president's parade, the military parade, and all that stuff. I bet you these people wouldn't object seeing the Soviet Army do the goose step during May Day. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, yes. The New York Times was falling all over itself praising Stalin back in the 1930s, and I forget the name of the New York Times correspondent who was in Moscow reporting back on the wonders of Bolshevik communism. But yes, the New York Times has been doing that for a long time. Stay with us, George. We'll be right back.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, we're back, folks. And I remember during the break, I remembered that New York Times reporter was Walter Duranty, D-U-R-A-N-T-Y, Walter Duranty, who lived from 1884, born in Liverpool, England, and died in Orlando, Florida, at the age of 73 in 1957. There's a great book on him called Stalin's Apologist by Sally J. Taylor. But Duranty wrote from Moscow. He denied that the Ukrainian famine, the Holodomor, was occurring, the deliberate starvation of Ukrainians by the wolf of the Kremlin, Lazar Moiseyevich Kaganovich, who was Stalin's right-hand henchman. Go ahead, George.
Another thing, too. I noticed a correction this morning. President Trump sat there and said... you know, about the census form is like, we didn't, he just said, he said that is a mis, as the fake news.
Fake thing. News.
Yeah. And you know what I sat there and said? I went on Twitter, I said, all right, if they're going to have that without a U.S. citizen, I'm just going to write it in on the census form. I'm a U.S. citizen.
Yeah. The let's see. Here's the president's tweet. Let me find it for you. He says, it's a very sad time for America when the Supreme Court of the United States won't allow a question of, is this person a citizen of the United States, to be asked on the 2020 census. Going on for a long time, I have asked the Department of Commerce and the Department of Justice to do whatever is necessary to bring this most vital of questions and this very important case to a successful conclusion. USA, USA, USA. And that's the president 23 hours ago. It is a very sad time. When the Supreme Court, can you believe that? You can't ask on the census, which appears in the Constitution. It's mandated every 10 years that we do a count of our people. And the census has traditionally included very detailed questions. Go back, folks, and look at the census. Those books, after a certain number of years, they become public information. And you can go back and look at what your ancestors wrote on the U.S. Census. When the census taker came to their house, visited them, and he asked, you know, let's say your great-great-great-great-grandfather was Farmer John Jones. And they'll ask him, how many pigs do you have? How many horses? How many acres? What's your annual crop value? What is your main crop? Where was your wife born? Where were your children all born? I mean, they're all on the census, very detailed. How many rooms in your house? There are all kinds of different questions like that were on the U.S. Census. What is the value of your land? Go ahead, George.
One more thing. I know, especially in Texas, I noticed a lot of people looking into this because Dallas and Houston, like I say, there was so much election fraud going on. It's like the Republicans just roll over. They didn't want to be looked like sore losers, even though the election was stolen from them. And I just think we got to get past that. If we have something being stolen from us, look at Austin. Austin's a Democrat-run city, and you know what? Now they're allowing homeless to camp on the sidewalk.
Well, okay, now you're bringing up a theme of this show for years, which is polarization. Folks, the differences between patriots in America, led by Donald Trump, and the anti-Americans, that's what they are, and let's call them socialists. That's one of the names, one of the designations. But they're also anti-Americans. The Grand Canyon chasm existing between us and them, these two completely separate peoples. We're not one nation. We're two different nations. We're the nation of Obama, the nation of Hillary, on one side. And then we're the nation of Trump on the other side. And it's just night and day. There's no, there's no middle to that. And so this is a dramatic development. But the polarization gets deeper and deeper, broader and broader. It's happening also in Europe, in all of the European nations. Go ahead, George.
Anyway, I'm going to hang up, let the other Texas caller get in there.
Yeah, what's the deal with Texas here? Boy, I'll tell you, guys are not shy about calling into radio shows. And I say something in the water. I think you speculated the other day what does Monsanto put out? What's that Monsanto product?
Roundup.
Roundup, yeah. Roundup. I don't think people in Texas get any more Roundup than the rest of us. But I love that Monsanto is being sued for and losing cases involving billions of dollars, billions with a B, on Roundup. I love that. I hate Monsanto, and I hate their practice of the way that they treat farmers, the way they have marketed Roundup. They have their Roundup Ready seed. So once you buy the Roundup, You then have to buy from Monsanto the Roundup Ready seed, because it's special seed that Roundup won't affect, and they patent it so that nobody else can sell that particular seed, which was carefully genetically engineered to match up with Roundup. Boy, that's nasty, nasty stuff. So, hey, stop buying Roundup, folks. And if you got cancer, if you've been using Roundup and you got cancer, listen to those TV ads where law firms are advertising saying, contact us. We'll put your case in court and we'll get a big judgment against Monsanto for you. How about that? How do you like them apples? One couple got a judgment, I think, of $1 billion. I like this. All right. Thank you, George. And let's go still in Texas to Richard there in Texas. Hi, Richard. Come in, Richard. He's working his way to the microphone here. Richard, there in Texas.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay, Richard. There you are. Okay.
Am I coming through?
You're coming through great, Richard.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was asking you a question about who I want to run against Trump. I want Kamala Harris to run against him because I want him to expose my favorite group, the Black Boule, because she's the perfect example of the Black Boule, the people that have been working against all of us, really, because, you know, Don Lemon and all the rest of them are Black Boules, Al Sharpton. But she's like the lead Black Boule right now. So Donald Trump would be able to air her out real good. And I hope he mentions how she was going to put more Black people in prison, almost as many as Bill Clinton did. I don't know if that record could actually be beat, but she was going to try her best as a prosecutor. She was going to imprison the parents of the truant children who didn't obey some of her rules and regulations. And I'm trying to concentrate on my driving, so forgive me. But I also want... I also wanted to talk about this, what they call fractal magic. This is the only way they can steal the election now, if they use a computer system called fractal magic. That's when they take one vote, your vote, my vote, anybody's vote, and they fracture it into up to 1,000 pieces if they can and send it out to different people running for office. But in this case, they'll try to send it out to Trump's opponent. So we need to really focus on fractal magic. Now, Bev Harris covered it along with another fellow named Benny Smith, but it didn't get any real prominent news, exposure. And this is something they've been doing for years. Now, the guy who discovered it, Benny Smith, he's a computer analysis, and he plugged in some scenarios of just how they have been stealing other people's elections. And he determined by using that scenario that he plugged in, the fractal magic, he determined that they could steal almost any election in seconds. They have a central processor that goes all the way across the country, and then all the votes go to a central processor in Virginia, I believe he said it was. So that's what we need to focus on, because even though Trump is aware of, you know, Google and all those people shutting down people like yourself and Alex Jones, they can still steal the election through the fractal magic. Are you aware of that?
I hadn't heard that term, so thank you very much for sharing that with our audience. The best researcher I've seen on the subject is actually a liberal, Robert Epstein. Robert Epstein, who used to be the editor of Psychology Today, he is writing on the fact that the social media, Facebook, Google, Twitter, he says they can change the outcome of an election by 12 million votes. They can steer 12 million people by the way they create fake news and deceive people who think that they're dealing with an impartial search or impartial news reporting on their computer, and it's not at all. So that's one. Yeah, there's a whole team. You're right. Richard, there's a whole team on the left. They're nasty people. Some of the reporting today There's a lot of reporting on Antifa. How this is another one of these nasty socialist demon rat groups who are, they're violent. They will hit you in the head with a tire iron. They will throw a can of a full can of soda and hit you in the head with it. They'll cut you. These people are nasty. They're violent. They are terrorists by any definition. They're all over America. They're well organized and they are supported by the socialist demon rat party. This is Antifa. And it's time for Donald Trump's Justice Department to declare, officially declare Antifa and all of its offshoots as a terrorist organization.
Right. And you remember that document we were talking about a couple of months ago? We actually have the document that George Soros sent out, Friends of Democracy. They cover it by making it sound pretty, Friends of Democracy. But it's really a riot document, an actual how-to perfect your riot game, basically. And they even add bonuses to it. If you're a good rioter, throw a lot of rocks and injure enough people. So you're right on that. So Donald Trump has the actual court-ready documents, and Baltimore was one of the locations that the prime source, the prima facie evidence that was put on YouTube is showing where Elijah Cummings' district was allowed to riot. And Elijah Cummings had to know about it because he's the lead clown in Baltimore. So, yeah, we got him. And remember, the Black Boulets are always one of the leaders in this war against the democracy. People are probably asking out there, why?
Yeah, and when it comes to... Yeah, and when it comes to Antifa, Richard, it's white boulets.
Right, exactly. But that real anger and energy always seems to come from the black boule, because they're the ones who push the, you know, the anti-N-word, the slavery, reparations, and then you got the white liberals who pile on top, you know, to add, give it extra flavor. But they're not as effective without the Al Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons, the old school and the young school. Now they got Angela Rye on CNN crying every week. They got, what's her name, the one on MSNBC, Joy Reid. So they got a new, fresh crop of mouthpieces that are very effective with this young crowd, this young, we'll just say, overcharged college nuts from
but it's interesting. When you see these Antifa people, you look at the crowd, you look at them as much as you can see, of course, because they wear masks and they, you know, et cetera. But as much of them as you can see, these are generally young white punks, frequently from affluent families. And they, these are truly violent people. These are vicious, violent people. Anybody that's willing to hit you, and look at their strategy, look at their tactics. There's some people that fight, you know, man-to-man, face-to-face. There's some people, you know, I can give some respect to somebody who actually, you know, shows his weapon and fights you face-to-face. But these Antifas come up from behind with a tire iron. Man, that's disgusting.
They left. So you're talking about the ones that they showed yesterday where they had gashes in that guy's head. It looked like he had been shot almost. Was hit with a sword. Those are the wounds you're talking about, the recent ones?
He has bleeding. When he was being interviewed on TV, he had bleeding in his brain right then.
Well, if tell the people to go to YouTube, you can see the fresh wound right after he got him. Those are gashes that literally look like he had been bit by a shark or something. So you're right. These people are yielding weapons, and they're using quick cement, you know, and they would do it. They were fixing up like a lemonade stand. They were actually preparing the weapons right in front of the police officers.
One of their favorite weapons, get this, folks, you're talking vicious here. One of their, you know those bicycle locks, folks, that are really heavy, and they're made in a U shape, and they're long, and there's a lock on the end of it. You know, they cost like $15. Some of these Antifa people, there was one of their staged riots out in California where one of them they had a receipt where he had bought 12 of these locks. And when are you going to go buy 12, $15 bike locks, folks? And then what he did, here was his strategy. He had another Antifa in front of him acting as a shield, kind of just looking, you know, like, oh, you know, what's going on? You know, he was a shield. And then he would move up close to the target, which was a Patriot. Move up close to the target. Now, the Patriot's looking at a person who doesn't look like he's harmful at all. He's standing there with nothing in his hands. He's standing right in front of you. But his Antifa buddy is right up against his back with that bicycle lock. And he comes over the top from the side of his buddy and hits you right in the head with that bicycle lock. Man, you imagine the swing of a big, heavy bicycle lock swung like a nunchuck. Man, that's you could easily be killed with that weapon.
That's as cowardly as you can get, like you said. That's why these people got to be dealt with. We can't show them no mercy. We're not advocating violence. But Donald Trump, like you said, has got to start putting chains on these people.
There's plenty of people like a former New York City police commissioner, Bernie Kerik. He said, we got to put these people in prison. We'll be right back, folks. Thanks, Richard. Yep. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
to blame for the love that's deep inside us now is still the same, and the sound we make together.
We're back, folks.
Is the music to the story in your eyes?
Yes, the Moody Blues there takes me back probably before you were born, for most of you out there. Boy, I'll tell you what, I was reading up here on the during the break. The president's got some really magnificent tweeting going on. This is important news. Let me share this with you. First of all, look at this one. This is a Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher. He was up for murder charges with or something like that because a terrorist died while in the captivity of his unit. Well, he was just cleared of that. Fantastic. But here's what's great. That's good news. But here's the even better news. Our great Patriot president gets out in public and he says, congratulations to Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. There's the president of the United States stepping out and advocating for a man accused of murder, a hero, a Navy SEAL, and his wonderful wife, Andrea, and his entire family. You have been through much together. Glad I could help. So he must have in some way helped. Fantastic, Mr. President. Let's go to another one. He says, I love this. The cost of our great salute to America. You know, you can hear Chris Cuomo and all these other leftist goofballs. Traitors, these socialist traitors. Hear them all whining about our great 4th of July tomorrow. Boy, if I lived within 200 miles of D.C., I'd be there tomorrow with my kids. He says the cost of our great salute to America tomorrow will be very little compared to what it is worth. And now get this. We own the planes. Hey, folks, the Blue Angels, they come up here. They fly up here. I've been up in, you know, boondocks, North Dakota. The Blue Angels come up here and fly for us. Of course they can fly on the 4th of July right over the Capitol Mall. We own the planes. We have the pilots. We're already paying them. The airport is right next door, Andrews. All we need is the fuel. We own the tanks and all. Fireworks are donated by two great firework companies. I wish I had their names so I could give them a plug. And then the president says, nice. Okay, now here's another important tweet. That was 11 hours ago, 12 hours ago. This is important news. And remember, this is our president who went to the University of Pennsylvania, the School of Economics there. China and Europe playing big currency manipulation game. Now notice he adds Europe in there, not just China, but also Europe. Playing a big currency manipulation game and pumping money into their system in order to compete with the USA. Now, this is above my, oh my goodness, we just ran out of time. Son of a gun. Well, we'll see you again. I'll be reporting on July 5th. I'll be reporting about the July 4th parade. Don't miss it. It starts at 11:45 Eastern Time, 11:45 a.m. tomorrow. Make sure you're in front of your TV set or your computer to watch that. It won't be aired on MSNBC. We'll see you next time. So long for now.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcast.